Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 4th, Thursday, 2019, day 185. Today's topic, praising God, being blessed. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 144, verses 9 to 15, 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 31 to chapter 25, verse 30, Acts chapter 22, verse 17 to chapter 23, verse 10, Proverbs 18, verse 13. Today's main passages. I've got two. The first one is from Psalm 144, verses 9 to 15. Yeah, it's talking about when you praise God, sing a new song to God, wow, every blessing will be pouring down. I will sing a new song to you, my God, on the 10-stringed lyre. I will make music to you. To the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David. From the deadly sword, deliver me. Rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hand are deceitful. Then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed is the people of whom this is true. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Now the second passage is from 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 3 to 4. Surely these things happened to Judah according to the Lord's command, in order to remove them from his presence because of the sins of Manasseh. And all he had done, including the shedding of innocent blood. For he had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was not willing to forgive. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Today I received two totally opposite situations. Number one, praising God, receive blessings. If we have a lifestyle to praise the Lord anytime, no matter in good season or in bad season, God's blessing. will be pouring down to our families, our land, and our possessions, full of blessings. Number two, deserting God, cursing comes. That's from 2 Kings chapter 24, to verses 3 to 4. Let's take a look at those kings who deserted God. The consequence is to remove them from his presence. In a more serious situation, the Lord was not willing to forgive. May you have a lifestyle to praise God more each day and to appreciate people more each day so that you are being blessed abundantly. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have a lifestyle to praise God more each day and to appreciate people more each day so that you are being blessed abundantly. So that we are being blessed abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to have a lifestyle to praise God more each day and to appreciate people more each day so that you are being blessed abundantly? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about the importance of praising God and appreciating people. May the Lord bless you.